One of the things that we found is that nearly a quarter of all new federal employees leave their jobs within 2 years. And that's a fairly significant number. Now, unfortunately, what we didn't have, Chris, was data from the private sector to show how that compares or contrasts.
That's leave federal service or leave their agency?
Leave their jobs.
Okay.
So leave their jobs within 2 years. And again, whether or not we have external data or not, a quarter of all your new folks, leaving, it could be problematic. And so that's the starting point that we really talk about with attrition, whether it's your new hires, folks who have been there for a long time, folks in mission critical occupations, you know, a lot of different ways that you can slice and dice your employee sets. But ultimately, starting from that point, to figure out who is leaving, and then the next part, really why. And, you know, frequently as we talk about recruitment, this is a no-brainer when we talk about, you know, what the cost of attrition is. Well, you've spent a lot of time, spent a lot of effort to get somebody in the door to have them leave it within 2 years. Have you gotten a return on your investment? Probably not. Although we couldn't get all that data to find out what the cost of the actual hire was to begin with.
Those are what they call that, those soft numbers sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. But Chris, the interesting thing here, when you look at, you know, what the true cost of attrition is, it has to also go, or it does go well beyond simply your recruitment costs as well. So, you know, what's the time and effort that's actually required then to have that person leave in terms of the separation process that that an agency goes through? Again, you've got the rehire process that has to go into effect again. Any type of training, not only have you lost it, but you're going to actually, you know, have to incur all that expense and training costs in the onboarding process again. Any time that somebody leaves, you've got some level of loss of productivity. When somebody leaves, there's going to be a gap in there. What happens during that time? And then, you know, probably not so much for somebody who's just coming in, but certainly for other people who are leaving federal services, what's that loss of institutional knowledge, understanding that really is critical to ensuring that government's efficient and effective.
And so are there ways of addressing this attrition issue? As you say, it seems like the low-hanging fruit here. It saves you from having to bring new people in if you keep the people there, and these are knowledgeable people, one assumes.
Yeah, well, I think, Chris, I think the first piece is really understanding who is leaving and then understanding why they're leaving. So are they leaving because, they're not satisfied with the environment that they came into? They're not satisfied with the job. Is it that you didn't get the right candidate to begin with? And really, it's more symptomatic, not so much of the work that they're doing, but, your own assessment process for that job. So I think, you know, the first issue that agencies really need to pay attention to, first, they need to pay attention. Second, they really need to pay attention to who's leaving, figure out why they're leaving, and then identify ways that they can actually hang on to those folks.
And there are ways of doing this. There are tips of the trade out there.
There are tips of the trade.
There are things you can do.
Yeah, and Chris, I think the interesting thing is, in a lot of blog posts comments, that have been posted as a result of the report, a lot of it has come around. Well, people have left because of money, or that's part of the equation, probably at least with some segment of this, but that's where it really requires you to go deeper into this and figure out, okay, why though are people leaving? So TSA is actually a prime example of this. When TSA first started standing that up and they were hiring transportation security officers, they saw that a ton of their TSOs were leaving immediately. So what did they do? They actually did the smart thing and said, why are you leaving? And one of the things that they found out was, a lot of these positions were part-time. And a lot of the positions that were part-time had no benefits attached to them. Well, that was it an easy fix? No, it wasn't. But DHS and TSA were actually able then to provide some level of health benefit for part-time employees, which then reduced their attrition rate. Still a very high attrition rate among transportation security officers, as you can well imagine, on your feet a lot during the day, being face-to-face with the public, usually not in situations that are most positive as well. Some significant levels of stress that go along with that. all contribute to that. So, but again, TSA is actually, you know, spending the time trying to figure out why people are leaving. And the interesting thing that this report points out is that, you know, you probably want some level of attrition. You probably want some level of your people leaving, either because it's not the right fit for them. You need to continue to build those pipelines in so that you can refresh the blood. So there are some reasons that you want to have some level of attrition, but you need to have the sensors up to figure out, are the right people leaving? Are the wrong people leaving? If the wrong people are leaving, how do we get them to stay?
One of the remarkable things is that you have a great chart of attrition rates of the newly hired listed by agencies, so you can see how each and every agency is doing in the report. It goes from a high of 36.5% of new hires who left in 2 years. That's at the Treasury Department, right behind them, Commerce at 36%. All the way down to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission at a mere 10%, and probably not surprisingly, NRC does always very, very well on the best agency to work for survey.
Yeah, there's actually some pretty clear correlations between some of the attrition rates and some of the best places to work rankings and the data directly from the Employee Viewpoint Survey. And that's actually a great place to start, which is, you know, there are a couple of questions on the Employee Viewpoint Survey done at all federal agencies that help you understand attitudes and behaviors of employees. There's one question in particular that asks whether or not you're considering leaving your organization within the next year, and if so, why? If federal managers aren't actually taking a look at that question and saying, okay, it's a really high number, and why are they? So, even if you don't get to the why, to say, wow, there's a lot of people who are saying they're going to leave, we've certainly got an issue or a set of issues and we need to address.
And all of this, you guys are having a webinar coming up so people can actually learn more information about what are the best practices out there.
Yes, having a webinar on Thursday, December the 2nd from 2 to 3. Registration for federal agency folks is free. You can get that information on our website. And we actually, after the release of the report, did a couple-hour workshop with federal agency representatives as well and got them to hopefully understand a little bit more why this is important in the first place, some of those best practices, what's actually working for agencies, and again, some tips for how you look at attrition rates and what the data really means. So we're going to do some of that during this webinar as well and give folks really an insight into, something, again, that's too often overlooked.